This is a Conspiracy Kyle production. Follow me on Twitter at Conspiracy Force. Let's get started.
I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi.
Welcome to A Conspiracy in the Force, the show where we examine parallel conspiracies in a galaxy far, far away, in a galaxy not so far away. The show is designed as an introduction to modern-day conspiracy theories by using Star Wars, one of the most beloved fictional universes, as a point of reference. Let's begin. Welcome to A Conspiracy in the Force. My name is Conspiracy Kyle. Thanks for tuning in for another episode. I want to start off by saying thank you to everybody who's been listening so far. Listenership has been growing each and every episode, so I want to thank everybody out there for sharing. And if anybody has not yet subscribed on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can find podcasts, please go ahead and subscribe, rate, review. Those things help the show greatly and help more people be able to find the show. So once again, thank you very much for everybody who's been listening. And if you're a new listener, welcome. Episode 21, Anakin's Fraud Triangle. Opportunity, incentive, rationalization. For anyone listening that is in the finance field or has taken finance classes in the past, this may sound familiar. These are the three elements of what is called the fraud triangle, three components that allow or cause most frauds to happen in the business world. I'll give a brief description of each before getting into how this is applicable to Star Wars in our world. Note, this does not count as college credit. I can make an exception, though, if you send me large sums of money. Just kidding. Or am I? To be determined. For the three elements, I'll use a simple example of a bank teller stealing money from the bank they work for. Number one, opportunity. To commit fraud, you need to be in a position to do so. A bank teller likely has access to the bank's cash throughout their day-to-day job functions. Number two, incentive. In order for someone to commit fraud, the person has to have an incentive to do so. The word incentive can be interchanged with pressure, as pressure does create a need to do something as well. In the incentive model, the bank teller's incentive would be basically to get more money. Simple as that. In the pressure model, perhaps the bank teller had gambling debts or was being blackmailed by outside forces to steal money. Number three, rationalization. The third element means that a person needs to be able to rationalize that while the fraud they intend to commit is wrong, they convince themselves that it's actually not that bad. The bank teller in our example knows that the bank is federally insured, so any money missing could be recovered from the FDIC. Or, the teller knows that upper management of the bank is involved in shady dealings, so taking some money off the top would prevent more money from going to these kinds of scumbags. You can run these three most basic elements through any white-collar scheme, or even the most basic criminal behaviors. Most frauds committed are about money, but many unethical acts can also occur to gain power, which drives some people more than money. Now, let's transition to Star Wars. The fall of Anakin Skywalker to the dark side was all about power. While he didn't necessarily perpetrate a fraud by the exact definition, he committed murderous and evil acts that fit the same criteria to achieve a goal. Let's examine the fraud elements. Opportunity. Anakin was a Jedi. He was born with strong powers and grew in the Force throughout his young adult life into a powerful Force himself. Also, as a Jedi, he had complete access to the Jedi Temple, which he used to his advantage when he wiped out all the Jedi that lived there during Emperor Palpatine's Order 66 Jedi Purge. Incentive or pressure? Anakin's initial incentive that led him down the dark path was to learn how to save people he loved from dying. He had previously lost his mother after having nightmares about her, and now he was having nightmares about losing his wife. You could argue this was as much a pressure as an incentive. Additional pressure came when he confronted Jedi Master Mace Windu, who was about to kill Palpatine during a duel in his office. Anakin knew that if he did not save Palpatine, that all hope of learning the Force abilities he needed to save his wife Padme would be gone. So, he acted out of intense pressure and helped Palpatine murder Mace. Rationalization. In order to turn his back on and outright murder the Jedi, Anakin needed to convince himself that he was right in doing so. A few things he had to lean on. He had recently been admitted onto the Jedi Council, but they would not give him the rank of Jedi Master, which all other Council members had. He saw this as them holding him back. Also, by seeing Mace Windu about to kill Palpatine, Anakin convinced himself, with some manipulation from Palpatine, that the Jedi were taking over and attempting to overthrow the government. He had to stop that from happening to secure peace in the galaxy from his point of view. You could go through the same method for his son Luke. When he turned his back on Yoda's training on Dagobah and rushed off to save his friends from a disturbing vision he had. He, like his father, had great Jedi powers and the opportunity to accomplish things that others couldn't. He felt the pressure of losing his friends, and he rationalized cutting his training short by believing that the rebellion wouldn't survive if his friends didn't survive. In both tragic situations that occurred, the three triangular elements combined in the father and son, and they both made terrible decisions that cost them greatly. Anakin lived the rest of his life in a metal body, and Luke lost his hand and nearly died at the hands of his father. So now let's turn to our world. Have you ever wondered why people in the media, celebrities, and athletes alike are all so dramatically opposed to Donald Trump? Are they acting in their own interests, or do you think there is something else compelling them to take such a stance? To go down this thought pattern, you'll either need to believe, or play devil's advocate if you do not believe, that there are elite secret societies and cabals existing in our world, pulling the strings of major world events. One thing that these elite groups want is a one-world government, one-world society, one-world currency, etc. Globalism. Those of you that have read the book on Revelation know where that methodology leads. I believe that President Trump is standing in the way of this globalist agenda, and the elite have dispatched all of their sycophants to preach the gospel of anti-Trump rhetoric into the world. Let's talk about the three triangle elements in relation to a major athlete such as LeBron James. Why would he constantly bash Trump? Opportunity. LeBron has a huge fan base and a huge social media following of millions of people. His word, for right or wrong, is disseminated to many people on a daily basis. Everything he says is analyzed and makes the news cycle, especially critical statements about our president or his administration. Pressure. It's likely that there are billionaire globalists telling him what he should be saying. Is he being blackmailed? It's possible. This kind of pressure goes hand in hand with incentive. The incentive being that he has access to all the world's wealth as long as he stays on script. Rationalization. They believe that without the current administration, that there will be peace and justice for people in the country. Little do they know that just like Anakin's situation, his faith in a new type of democracy under Palpatine would lead to a communistic dictatorship with massive oppressions of the people. Closing, fraud and evil exist everywhere in our world. However, it takes all the elements of opportunity, pressure, incentive, and rationalization to reach full potential and full impact. This is why in businesses you see things like segregation of duties, where the person handling the cash doesn't have access to the books, or the person who processes accounts payable doesn't have the ability to create vendor accounts, which would potentially create fake vendors to pay themselves. So what checks and balances do we have when it comes to celebrities, politicians, and media pundits spouting nonsense towards a particular person or concept? It doesn't appear there are any, which is a point of frustration for many on the right. Having insight is important, though. When you realize that a celebrity is really just a puppet without an opinion of their own, but is trained and taught to say certain things and support certain initiatives, you will start taking their words with a grain of salt and, frankly, laughing them off. You know, in some cases, you almost feel sorry for these people, as they may have been under some sort of mind control, MKUltra, or some other sort of devious programming to act the way they are. They may not necessarily be able to help it. I think rationalization is the key thing that we need to be aware of in our own personal lives. We can have the means and the incentive to commit evil, but it's our conscience as good people that can stop us from finally going through with it. We are all human. We all have evil thoughts. But there is more good about us than bad. Just remember that. May the force of good be with you. So, what do you think? Please reach out to us at conspiracyintheforce@gmail.com. Thank you.